state of three European missions. She wrote in the same article in the review concerning the three missions in Europe as follows. A great work is committed to those who present the truth in Europe. The population comprised within the limits of this mission alone is four times that of the United States. A good work has already been done in these countries. There are those who have received the truth, scattered as light bearers in almost every land. We have nearly 300 Sabbath keepers in Switzerland. There are little companies in France, Germany, and Italy, and 200 souls in Russia, who are obeying God's law, and there is a church of 40 members away in the Far East, almost to the line of Asia. The foundation has been laid for a church in Holland. In Romania and Corsica there are a few who are seeking to keep God's commandments, and to wait for His Son from heaven. But how little has been done in comparison with the great work before us. The laborers in this mission are striving to the utmost of their ability, to meet the wants of the cause. But money is needed to sustain and extend the work. The call is coming in from different countries, send us a minister to preach the truth. How shall we answer this call? Our printing house at Basel needs help to carry forward its great and good work of translating and publishing books on the present truth, in the different languages of Europe. Colporteurs are meeting with encouraging success in the sale of our books. The light is thus brought to the people, while the colporteur, who in many cases has been thrown out of employment by accepting the truth, is enabled to support himself, and the sales are a financial help to the office. But the work of translating and publishing is necessarily difficult and expensive. The office must be supplied with funds. In the Scandinavian mission, in the face of poverty and great difficulties, many have heard and believed the warning. There are 23 churches and nearly 1,000 Sabbath keepers in these countries. 9 ministers and licentiates, and about 30 colporteurs, are now in the field. It is only by self-denial and the closest economy that this has been gained. There is great need of financial help to send out laborers and publications to these northern peoples. The mission in London, that great city of 5 million inhabitants, demands a place in our thoughts, our prayers, and our gifts. A great work must be done there, and as yet it is scarcely begun. Think of the many cities of England, all speaking the same language as our own, that have never yet been entered by the truth. Ibid.